Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Get Fucked podcast. My name is Johnny.
And I'm James.
I'm too hot.
It's really hot, isn't it?
It is red hot, isn't it? You're literally sat in your underpants, aren't
you? Yeah, so much so, I am in my boxer shorts. Don't say underpants, like I'm 12. I'm in boxer shorts and a t-shirt. I'm not a complete animal.
No.
Just too hot, innit? You've unbuttoned, I don't know how many you've unbuttoned on your shirt.
Three buttons down,
which is too low. If anyone knows Johnny or has seen Johnny, it's too low. You've got no hair on your chest whatsoever.
Yeah.
Not one solitary hair.
That's technically a lie. I've got...
Oh, you've got hairy areola.
Yeah, I've got a really hairy nipple on that.
That's
side.
Like...
That's one really
oh my God, that one's really long.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, cheers, Johnny, because... Oh, shit, no. That went on the
fucking moron. Yeah, there's no podcast this week.
I just spunked Carlin on it. Right. And this is the third kind of Carlin I've had in... 4 days.
Good going.
So, not 4 days, 3 days. So, yeah, I don't normally drink it, but in a day like today, it's really hot, isn't it?
I feel like this is already shit. I don't think I can be bothered.
You've not got the energy for it. You're just making excuses, aren't you? Because this
is your topic. No. Right, I've got a question for you, seeing as you're in your boxer shorts.
Yeah, go on.
Let's up it a bit. Come on.
I'm up with it.
Right. I don't follow boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Has it got worse in the last 10 years?
See, you're going to make me talk about something I really like now, so I'm going to sound like a bit of a twat. But I suppose... Hello? Something's kicking off.
There's an air raid siren going off outside, if you can hear that.
So boxing, I think abilities are strong... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, top quality boxing will vary from weight category to weight category year upon year.
Right. So, no, the reason I ask is I'm not really into boxing at all.
Right, okay.
By circumstance.
That's weird, though, because you're always getting battered around the ring.
Due to circumstance, I ended up watching the Anthony Joshua fight.
Klitschko one.
Yeah.
That was a really good fight.
Right. But it seemed a bit... tame to me. They weren't doing that much punching.
Yeah. Well,
and then the other day on Facebook, I saw this thing, and it was someone's top 10 knockouts of famous boxer. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
And he was going fucking hell for leather.
Right.
And it was like watching the ones I'd seen sped up.
Mm.
So I didn't know if they'd...
Well, this person who was like going hell for leather, as you said.
Yeah. Oh, he knocked them all up. Punched them rock hard.
No, but what I mean is, like, did he seem a lot smaller?
No, I think it might have been Mike Tyson.
Right, okay.
That rings a bell.
So naturally a small guy. Also a bit of a freak, a bit of a one-off, Mike Tyson.
Oh, right, is that it then?
Well, not that, but I mean, you could get 10 best knockouts of some guy and make him look really good, couldn't you?
Could you?
I mean, not you or me, but...
Oh, right. Fair enough. I
think the bigger they are, the slower they are, but obviously the harder they hit. So that's why two heavyweights tend to get a little bit tired. Joshua was knackered in that fight.
Well, he was, that's what I'm saying, he was, yeah.
Yeah, he was all, because he's all muscle, isn't he? So he's got a load of muscle mass. You've got to get that oxygen around your body. A bit of science for you, Johnny. The oxygen's got to go around your body to feel the body. Get too tired. So a fleshier fighter would maybe do a little bit better. But anyway.
So I would be a better boxer
In terms
than
of muscle
Anthony Joshua.
Mass. I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, you did. I'm going to have a fight.
Listen, if you want to fight with Anthony Joshua, mate,
that's
where the money is. I'll be in your corner. Can I take a bit of the purse as well?
You can have the purse. I'll have the money in it.
And we'll get you to the basics. And
yeah, it's easy. Punch him in the head.
Yeah. Do you reckon you could knock him out?
Absolutely.
Do you reckon?
Oh, of course. With this
sort
body.
Of 8 weeks training, do you think? 12 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. Fuck it, fortnight. I'll tell you what. You phone him up, right? I'll run around the block 3 times and knock him here.
I mean, I'm a fan of boxing. I've not got Anthony Joshua's number. You know. It's not like I'm. Hey, AJ. You know who it is. You know that Get a Fact podcast that you listen to? Yeah, it's me.
Well, you've fucked this up now, haven't you?
Why?
Well, we're going to have a fight with Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because you don't know him, personally.
Right, okay. I think we need to get you up the rankings, really. Maybe you're too much, you know, sort of low reward, sort of high risk if he takes you on. I mean, what does he get? He beats you, you're just a bum on the street. If he loses...
I'm brilliant, thank you.
Okay. Is this your topic? Is
boxing? No. So speaking
I'm
of
topics... I'm concerned
topic,
because you've not got anything with you.
Right,
other than
so,
your nipply, hairless chest.
I'd text James yesterday, I think it was. I think I tweeted about it as well. Going through, saying that we were going to do one about flight.
Yeah, also if a testicle falls out, it's just relaxed
right
around you.
Right, so I won't be looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying we're going to do an episode about flight.
Mm.
Now, it's been hot.
Yeah.
It's been very hot.
So that stopped you doing any research?
Well, I got a started research.
You know, you're a typical Brit. And it's only like 20-odd degrees and you're like...
It's not, it's 30.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it was... When I picked you up, it was 30 this morning. When I picked you up, it was 27.
Okay.
So it's not typical anything.
Was I heavy when you picked me up?
You're always heavy.
Thanks, mate.
Told me no. I can't do it, mate.
Flight.
Flight, yeah. So I got halfway through my research for flight and I thought, this is shit. And I kind of gave up on it.
Okay.
But
that's... Well, it's nice to know you see something through to the end.
It's still more than I normally do.
Right, okay.
So here's your episode on flight.
Perfect. Okay, so we are having an episode on flight.
Yeah, but with the preface that we all accept right now, it's shit, right?
Right.
Flight is bollocks. If you don't want to listen to a shit podcast, then go and listen to a good one. Come back to us next week when James is back in charge. That's, you know, that's
my advice.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to people.
That's fair enough. Are these your pyjamas?
Yeah, but I never wear them. They're more like for when people come round.
So you know, like, you've been like going out on dates and stuff?
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, just before we go on to your topic. So you've gone out on dates. Do they know you wear like Star Wars bottoms? With, like, Princess Leia really near the crotch area.
Well, obviously, where else would you put Princess Leia?
Yeah, do they know you wear them?
I mean,
these ladies?
Let's find out. One of them nearly saw...
One of them, eh?
One of them nearly saw me Star Wars underpants the other day, but...
We're one of them. One of many, eh?
Yeah.
You big tease.
Well, I do my best.
Anyway.
That's my stud online persona there.
Online persona.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a
podcast.
A virtual. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like.
Because everyone thinks I'm famous on the internet and I crack on like I'm dead sexy and that. These people haven't seen me.
Yeah.
Unless they follow our Twitter at GetFatCast, which I can guarantee they fucking don't.
Sorry, flight. Go on. Now you said it's shit, then, you know, I don't know, really. I'll just go along with it with you.
Well, we'll see. Right. The Wright brothers.
Yeah.
Right. I've written a joke.
Go on.
Two wrongs make a flight.
Yeah. No, that doesn't work, does
it's
it?
It's two rights make a flight, but that's...
Shit. So I reckon you spent all day trying to make that joke and then didn't get any research in, and it's still the wrong joke.
Fuck. Genuinely pissed off about that.
Two rights make a flight, and you wanted to, like, make a twist on two wrongs make a right.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
That's shocking. But they invented the plane anyway. But, right, Orville, right, what?
No, go
are
on.
You laughing at that? Orville
just,
Wright.
What's his, right, okay.
Orville.
You've not given any names, you just said the Wright brothers.
Everyone knows that the Wright brothers are called Orville and
Dean.
Yeah. Oh, what was the other one? He's got to be fucking...
Well, everyone
now
knows, don't
Wilbur.
Right.
Orville Wright.
Yeah.
And Wilbur Wright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Do you know they decided which one was going to fly first?
They flip a coin. You stop looking at my crotch.
I'm not looking at your crotch.
You go on.
Flip a coin. Oh, now I'm going to look at it on purpose. Right.
It'll look back at you.
But Orville was a bit of a dick.
Right, was it?
Right, they've got this museum in America called the Smithsonian.
Right, okay.
I think. Or is that the one of Bones? Right, Bones, a TV show, have got a museum in it that's a copy of that one, and it's either the Smithsonian or the Jeffersonian. I think the Smithsonian's the real one.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Yeah. Right, yeah, cool. So, they did a display or whatever.
Yeah, about of what?
About the aircraft that flew before the Wright brothers one.
Right.
Now, right. That one, it would have worked. Oh, stop it. Right?
Right.
That one...
Brothers.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
That one would have worked, but yeah. fucked it up when they did it.
Right.
So what they did...
Sorry, go on.
Was they made a replica of it and said, well, it would have worked. So they named it the first machine capable of powered flight.
What did they do wrong? Do we know?
I can't remember. Oh, okay. Something that the other guys did right. So then, when all this had been and gone, the Smithsonian wanted the original Wright Brothers flying machine. And Orville went, no, fuck it, wasn't the first.
Ah, okay.
And they didn't actually get it. In the end, they print a retraction saying, we're very, very sorry, the Wright Brothers did it first. And then it was only a year after Orville's death that they actually got. Because what he did was he said, fuck yous, and sent it to the London Museum instead.
So the London Museum had it just because he had a grudge on there.
Yeah.
Well,
so, you know, a little bit tricky. They weren't even whining on like that.
And you would say that now he's dead, you pussy.
Yeah, well, I've already got a fight Anthony Joshua this week. I can't be doing Orville Wright as well. Airplanes are lightning proof.
As they should be, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you talking modern day or are we still talking
about... Not modern day, yeah. No plane has ever crashed because of a lightning strike since 1963.
Okay.
There you go.
Bit of weather there.
Yeah. One of the most deadly aeroplane accidents, where did that happen?
Would it have been during a war?
On the ground.
Oh, okay.
Two of them crashed into each other on a runway. Fucked everyone. 600 passengers on board.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least I have to have the in-flight meal, I suppose.
Well, getting on to that. You know why airport food tastes shit?
It's because your taste buds are different, aren't they, in the air?
But the altitude, yeah. So the pressure and the height and all the rest of it changes the way food tastes.
Yeah.
However, I've never eaten aeroplane food, but the last time I was on... When we went to Iceland,
yeah,
we had to fly back into London and then get a flight from London to Manchester. And on the London to Manchester flight, it was a British Airways one, so they came around with a little miniature each with spirits. And I had a Johnny Walker and Diet Coke. And you know what? It was a fucking delight.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know when you're having a shit on an airplane? Or joining the Mile High Club on the airplane?
On the airplane.
And it's locked?
Yeah.
Not really. They can open it from the outside.
Well, yeah.
They have to be able to for safety measure.
Of course.
And safety has to come first in aviation.
Do you just poo on a plane just like that?
Never done it.
You never pooed on a plane?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't like ones I don't know.
Yeah.
If I have to stay in a hotel, I've got to give it a name.
Well, the only reason I ask is because I don't normally, but I went long haul. And the toilets were downstairs right near the engine, so they sounded quite loud.
Downstairs?
Yeah, it was like a downstairs bit. It was one of them Airbuses things.
Oh, do you have a downstairs on an airplane?
It was a downstairs bit, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright.
And the toilets were there, and it was really loud, down there, so I thought I could, doesn't matter, does it? You know, noises and that, smells.
Yeah, not like what I've just heard.
No, but you shouldn't feed me stuff like that, should you?
I did you a lovely dinner.
I'm not disputing that, but what goes in must come out.
That's what they say.
Yeah, well, they say what goes up must come down, but...
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah.
No, that's not what they say, then. Some aeroplanes have bedrooms.
Yeah.
But only the...
You're definitely from Middlesbrough, aren't you? You can just tell just by this.
Some of them have bedrooms.
I mean, bedrooms is a push, isn't it? They have beds.
No, bedrooms. Bedrooms that only the cabin crew has access to.
What, like a full-on bedroom then? With a poster of fucking, I don't know, David Hasselhoff on the wall?
Or Cleopatra, obviously, coming at you. The bedroom contains 5 to 10 beds that they can access from a hidden staircase.
Why would they need to do that?
Because if they're flying for 20 hours, they need a kip.
So you've done your research and it says staircase, and yet you said to me, oh, there's what, another floor on the plane?
Yeah, no, hidden staircase. That's why I was surprised that you'd heard about it.
Yeah, no, it didn't say the toilets are just beyond the beds. But, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, great, good for them.
Right, what does a pilot have for his dinner?
Different to what the co-pilot has.
Why have I bothered researching? You already know about it all. Have you researched this for a while?
No, I've not researched, because you said you weren't doing it.
Right, 1 in 5 people are scared of flying.
Well, hang on, well, don't just brush over it. Why does the pilot have a different meal to the co-pilot? I know why, the listener might not know.
Mate, if you've worked it out, they fucking have.
Well, I just know it. I'm a very knowledgeable person.
Are you?
In case of food poisoning or, you know, poisoning in general.
Yeah.
There's a different meal.
Yeah. If they both have the same hamburger and it's undercooked.
I know, but I don't think it'd affect you that quickly, would it?
Oh, it might.
Do you think?
Prawns.
I mean, having said that...
You have some warm prawns and let me know how you get on.
Well, the way you obviously fed me then, it was quite quick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have had to have sat tight.
Yeah.
When I,
Went yeah. Do you want to tell the listeners about the dinner you've just had?
Yeah, do you even know what it was? It was... I don't think you knew what it was.
Yes, I did. I bought it, of course, knew what it was.
It was like tortillas. Yeah, that was it, tortillas.
With ground beef.
Yeah.
Chorizo.
Yeah.
Lettuce, cheese, sauce.
Yeah.
In a white flour tortilla.
Yeah, you didn't make that.
Followed by a caramel vanilla and ice cream and fudge, yeah. Put some fudge in.
Yeah, it was lovely, mate. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Three tubs of ice cream in there. Not really. I'm fudging the figures. Right. This one pissed me off because I tried to find out more about it. I genuinely tried to find out more about it because I think this has the potential to be a dead good story, right? It even says underneath it, sauce. And I pressed the button to try and find the source of where it came from, see if I could go a bit further.
Maybe it was. Maybe the source was Houses of Parliament.
That's what HP stands for. Another fact. You mean HP source, listener? Stands for Houses of Parliament. And there's 57 varieties. Or is that beans?
I think that's beans, mate.
All right. Anyway. Right. A woman and her daughter, right, were once arrested when they tried to smuggle the woman's dead husband in a wheelchair onto a plane. They covered his eyes with sunglasses and told the authorities he was just sleeping.
Yeah, no, I've heard about this.
Have you? Oh, well, please fill me in with what the internet couldn't.
So, is that all you got?
Yeah.
So, as far as I was aware, it was in Europe somewhere. Could be wrong on that. But she didn't have holiday insurance. Thought, need to get him back. Or have to cough up for the, you know,
fees
or whatever. Because he'd need an autopsy and blah, 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 blah. Tried to smuggle him on. I think he was like falling all over the shop.
As he would be.
I mean, rigor mortis might have set in, but obviously, if you stop abruptly with him in the wheelchair, he's going to go forward, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he'd definitely not pack that bag himself. So I think she got found out in the end, yeah.
Anyway. Well, we'll get back with more aeroplane facts after this commercial break. I'm just going to wash my hands with some of this Carex aloe vera hand gel.
Why?
Just for, if I let everyone know I was washing my hands, one, they'd think I was a nice clean boy. And also, we might get some money from aloe vera.
Oh, is that, is this the advert then?
Yeah, yeah, this is it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just thought, because I'm almost out of that bottle.
Aloe vera's in everything now, isn't it?
It is. And do you know why?
Because it's just a good all-rounder, isn't it?
It's very friendly.
It's like coconut oil.
It's very friendly.
Oh, it says hello to Vera.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hello, Vera.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I got it. Just it wasn't good, was it?
Research shows that the first 3 minutes after takeoff and the final 8 minutes before landing are when 80% of plane crashes happen.
Yeah, you know why that is?
Because the rest is just on autopilot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Computers are safer than, hello, this is your captain speaking. Because, you know, they've got their own problems, like me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we might go into work a bit hungover.
Yeah.
Might go into work, like, her indoors been a bit of a bitch or whatever.
Is it not with pilots? Are they not all alcoholics?
I don't know. Are they? That's a statement. That's a sweeping statement.
I thought it was the stereotype that all pilots were drunks because they just sat around in airport bars and shagged the local women.
Yeah, I don't think they do sit around in airport bars, mate.
Oh, right. No, well, I'm wrong. Sorry, pilots. Air control, you know the towers on them?
Mm.
They have to tilt them 15 degrees.
So they can see the sky?
No, so you don't get glare from above or below.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an anti-glare measure.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oxygen in a plane's emergency oxygen tank. How long do you think you've got on that? Plane's fucked, no oxygen. Emergency oxygen.
No more than 5 minutes then, isn't it, if you're going to fall from the sky.
15.
15 minutes?
Yeah. So that's, I mean, what could you do? And what would you do with your last 15 minutes worth of oxygen?
I'd certainly ensure my mask was on correctly before anyone else's.
Of course you would. That goes without saying, James. You're not a maniac.
And I would make sure that... I'd probably make sure that my whistle and my light were working on my jacket.
Really?
Yeah. Would you inflate it inside? Because you're not supposed to do that.
No.
No. What would you do in that 15 minutes? Don't say you're going to have sex with a good-looking girl on that flight.
In no world is that going to happen. What I would do is...
Do you reckon you... Right, okay. Sorry, just to cut you off there. Max, there is a good-looking girl on the plane, Shell. I'm going to die. Make love to me. Do you reckon you could get it up in that final 15 minutes?
Well, I'd already be wanking, so yeah, because that's how I'm spending my last 15 minutes, mate. I'll be honest with you. I'm going with a smile on my face, and if I can't smoke, then...
That's why identifying through the semen on his stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... people say that, don't they? This Mile High Club thing, is that something that appeals to you?
Not really. It just sounds a bit like really awkward sex in a confined space.
Yeah. Yeah, with that annoying airplane noise.
Yeah, and it's a bit like, oh, we're going on holiday, we're going to be in this beautiful place, go and stay in a nice hotel, chill out, relax. Like, that's, you know, you can wait.
Yeah.
You can wait until you get there, can't you? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, how horny are you? Yeah, that's, yeah, you're right there, mate.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying that, because, I mean, not that I was planning on that, but...
No.
So you'd be wanking, would you? Your last 15
like
minutes.
A safari park chimp.
Fair enough.
I can't think of a better way to go.
No?
No.
Finger up your ass, just as you're about to.
Fucking foolish, mate. I'm older now, back if I'm dying. English is the international language of flight. All flight controllers, all commercial pilots, everyone who flies international has to be able to speak English.
Okay.
So that's handy for us. We're one step closer to being a pilot than someone from Germany.
Yeah, I mean, some people on flights are barely fucking human, some of them.
Mm.
Especially Ryanair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't listen to the first part of that sentence. Who's barely human? Oh, we haven't had that kicking for a while, have we?
Yeah, well, that's just because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I said that some people are barely human on Ryanair flights.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
To speak English is quite a good thing, I suppose.
How much does a windshield of a 747-400 cost?
A couple of hundred quid.
As much as a BMW. Does really? It say which BMW?
Okay. Well, that's probably because of the pressure and stuff.
I mean, I could probably pick up a BMW for 100 quid. Mm. If I wanted a knackered enough one.
Yeah. What, like one that's like square still. Yeah. Like from the 80s.
There was a plane and its wings were longer than it was.
Do you run that by me again?
There was a plane,
yeah.
And its wingspan was longer than the length of the plane.
Right, why is that a thing? Why is that something we should be in awe of?
Well, it just isn't it? You'd expect the wings to be little than...
What was this plane?
Can't remember.
You wouldn't expect them to be too
this
foot.
Was about the point I got
yeah,
bored.
You wouldn't expect them to be too small?
No.
Like a fucking dodo or something? Like tiny... Like
oh,
a tiny
right, yeah,
wingspan.
Like a flightless boiler would be flightless then, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly, but...
Oh, what a quote here.
Yeah, go on.
From Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, he did the helicopter, didn't he?
Nah.
Did he not?
He did a design of one, but he never actually made it.
Mm.
No, he wasn't going around in a Chinook.
Yeah, come on.
With Apache missiles going through Venice.
No, but you know, he came up with the concept of a helicopter.
For once you have tasted flight, you will walk the earth with your eyes turned skywards, for there you have been, and there you will long to return.
Why did you read that like a six-year-old?
I'm trying to, like, be a new vibe.
What, a fucking mentally disturbed person?
Yeah, didn't you like it?
It was just weird.
Should I do it again properly?
When you look in the sky, and then Mummy came and told me Daddy's not coming back.
Yeah, I was speaking to my parents. I phoned my mum the other day. I said, Mum, when can I give Dad his Father's Day card? And he said, on Wednesday when he comes to deliver the milk.
He said your mum's.
Oh, she said whatever. They all.
Your jokes are rubbish today, mate.
Yeah, I'm too hot. Told you. You had your warning at the start
to
of this.
Fair,
it was going to be
I'm
shit.
I'm pretty hot. I think I'm holding it together. You look really clammy. You look a bit peaky.
I am. I don't do well in heat.
Undo another button.
But then you're going to laugh at my tummy.
No, undo them all. Go on.
You promise not to laugh.
I won't laugh. Go on. Woo! That's what all the fuss is about, ladies. What a guy.
Well, I don't have to breathe in for you.
If we're too... fuck me, that belly button's deep.
Is it?
Like a fucking cavern.
The one thing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, I was going to say something fucking ridiculous then.
Yeah, maybe, let's not.
I was going to say it. No. If I tell you what I was going to say, do you promise to not do it?
Go on. You could put my dick in it.
No, no. I can't stand people putting the finger in my belly button.
Oh, okay, no. I mean, the sucking, I'd lose my finger in there.
Yeah.
It's that deep. I mean, we've been a bit flight heavy on this topic, like full of facts, Johnny.
It is shit, innit? See what I mean?
Yeah, but you chose the topic.
I know, and I should have chose a better one.
Can we talk about your new fashion that you've sort of been picking up?
My new shirt that I bought?
Yeah.
Got Snoopy on it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, all different Snoopies, not just the same one.
Yeah, well, it's the same Snoopy, just different poses.
Yeah, different outfits, yeah.
And by Snoopy, you mean the dog, not the rapper?
I mean Snoopy, the dog, not Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
The dog, yeah.
The DOWG.
Yeah.
Also, you got new trainers.
Got some new trainers, finally, yeah.
Now, the old trainers you got are like proper, would you say you were an emo as a kid? What were you, what did you call yourselves, apart from, like growing up round Stockton, it was a poof or something?
Just a fucking loser, mate, to be honest with you.
But what are they, though? Are they, like, skater trainers?
Skater shoes, yeah. Well, I never had a skateboard, as we
know. No, of course you didn't. Your mum didn't want you to do that.
No.
So I reckon we need to bury them, or burn them. We need some sort of sacrifice to the emo gods, all right? The skater gods, Tony Hawk and, I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm happy to put them in the bin.
No, I think we should do something a bit more memorable, a bit more, something we can show the listener as well. The listener can become a viewer on our YouTube channel, which we don't use anymore.
Yeah.
Of you disposing of them.
Yeah,
so we
but
could do
the
it on the moor somewhere, because you're just lovely moors around here. The
issue that you have,
yeah,
you absolute fucking cretin, is I am not filming myself doing something illegal and putting it on the internet.
Right, well,
did you not work that
we're
bit
not
out?
Fly tipping, are we?
If you're fleeing shoes into a lake, which is what your earlier suggestion was,
yeah,
then yes, you are.
Well, what do you suggest?
Put them in the bin.
But that's not really, that's not with the very essence of it, is it?
I know. What we'll do.
I'm trying to make a video, and you're saying just put them in the bin.
No, Mark, what we'll do, show our edgy side.
Yeah.
Put them in the wrong bin.
Oh.
Put them in with my cardboard.
Oh, he's such a gangster. See, you've got a newfound fashion. We need to get rid of your trainers. We might be doing a video, guys.
Yeah, if we can agree on something that's not ridiculous.
Johnny doing a video of him disposing of his trainers. I'll obviously be the cameraman. Brilliant at that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, probably. Have you got anything else on flights?
Yeah, it's just more tripe like I've just been doing, though.
Fear not.
Oh,
I have for you here, my friend. Animals that work.
Oh, brilliant.
Do we have the jingle anymore?
Yeah, it's just on that. I need to get it out of the box and put it on.
Animals at work. You said you were doing flights, Johnny. I'm on the ball. I'm keen. Keen as mustard.
Oh.
The French one, not so much, likes to give up halfway through.
Ah, right.
Canaries in the coal mine, Johnny.
Yep. Know all about this one.
I genuinely know
all about this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you do a topic on coal mining then? Rather than something you didn't know about that you couldn't be asked researching. You know, stick to your strengths.
Do one on the tiny lungs of a canary.
Yeah, so, well, you say that, Johnny, but it's a cunning little bird. Now, do you know when it was last used, the canary in the coal mine?
For its original purpose, last week when my mate Dave snuck down there and shoved one up his ass.
Not that one, the original.
The original purpose, yeah. 80s, I would have thought.
Correct. December
before
the 30th.
Before the bastard shut me mines.
December 30th, 1986.
Yeah. Oh, that's when I was born, except in August.
So the last day canaries were used was on that day, okay? Just before, you know, you're breaking up for the new year.
Yeah.
Used to detect carbon monoxide and other toxic gases to save human lives. Not just in Britain, Canada and the US as well.
Yeah.
Now, I tried to get a figure of how many lives they would have saved. There's not one there.
No.
Bit tricky.
Because you can't work it out, can you?
Used more effectively than other small animals such as mice. Why do you think that is, Johnny?
Because they've got very fragile, tiny lungs and they sing and breathe a lot more than mice do.
Well, they do, but not for the reasons you've said. So, basically, they've got an extra air sac. Don't snigger and chuckle at the word sac. I know I'm in my undies, right? Yeah. But
you've got a hairy sack as well.
They've got an extra air sac to help them fly at high altitudes.
Altitudes.
So, they were taking a double dose of air, and obviously it'd alert miners much quicker. The idea of using canaries is credited to John Scott Haldane, known to some as the father of oxygen therapy.
Oh, all right.
A valued member of the workforce, the canaries, not John. I don't know about him.
Prick.
Like most traditional working methods, canaries were replaced by technology and calls for better working conditions. And people saying, "Oh, it's inhumane to have a little bird down there. Oh, don't kill the canary. Take a machine down." The Monoxa CO indicator replaced the birds and used beeps and high-pitched sounds to indicate of any toxic gases. But, like, the miners were a bit miffed about this, not happy.
Huh?
Your lot. I bet there was loads of, like, canaries in that going cheap.
Hey!
Round your way when the mine shut. Canaries were seen as pets by some workers who would whistle to the caged birds and coax them to sing back.
You'd make friends with it, wouldn't you?
Well, this is supposed to be good for morale as well. Your little mate there. So crucial were they to the workforce that mine rescue workers would carry resuscitation cages specially designed to revive canaries who had become trapped in collapsed mines or had suffered from gas leaks. So there you go, the very humble canary in the coal mine.
I like them.
There you go, that was that.
Interesting one on that, though. You've got a canary and you're digging away, you're mining. Right, you're not going to notice if the canary falls off his perch. So, is it a person's job to just sit and watch the canary?
I've seen the cages, absolutely tiny. You won't get away with it these days.
Yeah,
I'll put a picture up on the thing. Absolutely tiny, the cages. I assumed they would. Canaries are also bred to sing.
Ah, so if it stops singing,
You panic.
Right.
That was the general consensus with it. So yeah, animals at work.
Happy days.
One other thing for you, Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Because this made me... I thought this was brilliant. This was on BBC News. I'm crossing my leg. Don't worry. My bollocks aren't hanging out.
When you sit like that, you're focusing a lot of weight on the back legs of that chair, and it was only cheap, mate. So don't go through the fucking thing. We'll be on the floor next week.
How dare you? Luton teacher who held out-of-hours wrestling sessions banned. All right, we can discuss this because it's been to court, so don't worry about that.
Right.
What do you think of this? A maths teacher who allowed pupils to settle disputes during out-of-hours wrestling sessions has been banned from teaching. A professional conduct panel found Azam Zia, who worked at Icknield High School, Luton, had failed to tell parents about off-site sessions. The 37-year-old had also charged pupils £15 and £20 to attend. He admitted unacceptable professional conduct and bringing teaching into disrepute. It goes on to say the conduct panel basically said, he dropped a bollock really. He'd been holding these sessions in a youth centre. First it started off as a bit of a, right, well, if you two are unhappy, you're going to do a bit of wrestling.
Right.
I think you'd have been good at that school. He eventually got found out because someone mentioned it. I'm going to wrestling. And they're like, who are you going wrestling with? Oh, just the maths teacher.
What a bizarre thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Probably weird, that.
But why, like... I mean, no one's saying it was abuse or anything, like, in that regard. I just think... bit weird, isn't it? Do you reckon he was like... Is it like... What I was thinking was, is it WWE wrestling? Or is it, like, proper wrestling?
I would imagine proper wrestling, but you wouldn't charge people to go and see that, would you? Because no one would pay.
So then, has he got a wrestling ring? And is he wearing a cape? And what would a maths teacher's wrestling name be?
It would be Pythagoras.
Yeah, that's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
And his cape would have, like, numbers on it and that.
No, it'd have A squared plus B squared equals C squared on it.
And, all right. And,
Pythagoras' theorem. Yeah, yeah.
What would his finishing move be called?
It'd be the square root.
The square root.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at this, aren't you?
Yeah, man, I'm just saying maths words.
The square root. What would his song be that he comes out to? What would his entrance music be?
It'd be 3 is a magic number.
He really gave that some then, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's a magic number.
I'm trying to sing.
What teacher in terms of topic would be the worst? one. Do you reckon geography?
I reckon PE.
Mr. Tweed. PE, why PE?
Because he didn't like PE.
No, but he'd surely make a good wrestler.
Not my PE teacher.
Why did they like double up and do like RE as well or something?
Yeah.
One of them.
I genuinely did as well, yeah.
Weird them ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
And why didn't you like your PE teacher?
Because I didn't like PE, because I can't run, I can't throw, I can't fucking catch.
You weren't much cop, were you, really?
No, not my time of year, PE, I'll be honest with you. No.
Well, it was at least once a week when I went, twice a week.
I just dodged it.
Did you? Like the plague?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, so this teacher anyway in Luton, he got struck off.
Good. For bringing teaching into ill repute, they do a good job, those teachers. You should stop it at once.
I mean, bloody hell, all these holidays that they get, you know what I mean? Could have done his own wrestling in his own time.
Well, he could have done, couldn't he?
His own time he's wasting.
Yeah, bastard. Well, sorry about what's preceded this. We do a good apology.
It needed
though.
Something, didn't it?
We do a good apology, don't we?
Well, we've got good at that, haven't we, over the years?
Yeah, just spunking out shite and then saying we're sorry about it. I've got a bit of a snotty nose as well, haven't I? Hay fever's kicking in.
I don't think it's hay fever, you just can't handle the sun, you big square.
Probably, yeah. Hopefully next week it'll be raining and I'll be on my A game.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be raining, what a miserable bastard.
I like rain. Stops other people enjoying themselves.
Plus you can have a shower, can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool, well, thanks for listening, guys. I will be back with a topic next week. Because,
yeah, proper one.
You know, because Johnny can't be trusted.
I wonder if there's people out there who only listen to every other one.
Johnny's due on soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for listening. As I say, I'll stop rustling that paper, that's quite unprofessional. You can get us on iTunes.
You can get us on Acast.
You can get us on Stitcher.
You can email us at getfatcast@gmail.com.
We're obviously on Twitter, as Johnny mentioned before, @getfatcast. And we might do a video of getting rid of Johnny's shoes.
Cool. And if you want to speak to James's mum, then the number is 0900.
Babe Station's the 1 hour free view.
It's the 1 hour free view, not quite dead section. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.